You're listening to The Eastos with Cameron and Whitney.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the sixth episode of The Eastos. If things go as planned, today should be April 7th. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Whitney.
And we're going to kick it off. So, Whitney, how has your week been?
Well, lately I've been training a lot of new Eastas. So the new Eastas have done amazing, by the way. We have great additions to the team. Steph and Laura, they're wonderful so far. They've been really working hard at it. You can tell because they learn so quickly and they're really good at it. So kudos to you guys for sticking your little heads out into the fire and swimming on your own.
Yeah, I haven't worked with Laura yet, but
they're both really funny.
Last night, I was given a barista training shift where Steph was supposed to shadow me on Store Sport.
I remember.
Yeah, but then like half an hour into the shift, Annie's like, "Hey, do you want to be registered instead?" I was like, "Yes, I do." So I totally just left Steph high and dry with Annie. I felt kind of bad, but at the same time, like a register shift over a Store Sport shift is that's like getting a real cookie versus a plastic cookie, is what it is. I'm just saying.
The way that you compared those, though, you compared the plastic cookie to the register, because you said register second.
Okay, it wasn't respectively. You know what I meant.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, I think everything worked out fine, though, because I think Steph was, she was able to breathe a little bit, knowing that she knew what she was doing. It's not like she really needed the extra instruction. She just hadn't closed before as a store support. So long as she was reminded, okay, we need to be doing this right now, she was doing perfectly fine, which was wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot to take in. I mean, your first closing shift is always something where you're just like a fish out of water. You're going around asking everyone like 1,000 questions because you're not sure of anything.
Uh-huh.
And everyone has a different way of doing everything.
That's the best part about being new. You're like, okay, I was told this, I'm going to go with this. And then some other barista looks at you and they're like, What is that new Easter doing? They're insane. Why are they doing that? Well, because this person told me, no, do it like this. And so they're hearing three different things, and they're like, what do I do? What did I do wrong to deserve this?
Like, my week has just been me, when I'm at home, I'm playing Diablo 3, and then...
The best.
When I'm at work, I'm just working closing shifts. So I get home after, like, my roommates are in bed. Me and Jasmine will go play music, and then I just stay up and play in Diablo 3, and then I rinse and repeat. That's pretty much been my week, after I got my, like, new driver's license taken care of, after Caesar
Chavez. How was the DMV?
Oh my god, so I'm standing in line for, like, 2.5 hours just to get up to the counter, hand them, you know, a piece of paper, and it seriously takes 45 seconds. They enter in my new address on the computer, they take a picture, and then they send me on my way. So I was like, that's ridiculous. Like, I just stood in line for 2.5 hours.
Don't you think there should be an express line?
Well,
at the DMV? Like, people that just need their picture taken, please step up here. And it's just like, go.
Well,
all
I
right,
mean,
done. Go.
You can make an appointment, but you go on the DMV website, and appointments for our location are like 3 or 4 months, you know, past the date. So, I don't understand this, though, because when I was there, not one person had an appointment. Hmm. Like, there was not one person that did not have to stand in line.
Huh.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And I was there from, like, I don't know, like 1:30 to, like, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I remember you texting me beforehand.
I was like, come hang out with me. And you were like, no, I gotta go tanning. I'm super selfish. Blah, blah, troll slut. And then... And then...
Trolls, let's go tanning. Must get brown. Okay, you know, if you ever see me posting on, like, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook that I'm bronzing the goods, probably not a good time to bother me because I'm getting brown.
What are you saying?
It's my alone time. It's like, while you're playing Diablo, I'm bronzing the goods.
Yeah, but that takes 15 minutes.
Exactly. And then I need, like, at least a half hour of, like, sleep coma afterward because getting in that kind of heat and just bronzing and then getting out, you're just like... Oh, I could just really go for a slushy and just nap time.
Mm. I'm just saying, I text you beforehand.
Because life's so hard.
And you said, oh, after I get done tanning, I'll swing by or whatever. And then, you know, almost 3 hours later and I'm done. And nothing from Whitney. Nothing at all. It was kind of make me feel
Well, no, because you were telling me skip tanning, and I was like, hell nah. Hell nah, I ain't flipping tanning.
Yeah, but that was also 2.5 hours before I actually got out of the DMV.
Yeah.
There was a big chunk of time where you could entertain me.
I didn't realize you were still there. You just like, you're like, skip tanning. And I was like, no. And then you're like, you're selfish. And then I stopped texting you. You never told me when you were actually done until 2 hours done. Later when you texted me. You're like, now I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you were going to be there for 3 hours.
And you meet the weirdest people at the DMV. I swear to
Jesus. Oh, I could skip the DMV just for that reason.
Yeah, like, dude sitting next to me just smelled like cigars. And he rode a motorcycle, so he just had like the big clunky backpack and the helmet the entire time. Talking to me about weird things, like how the government's gonna take over. And she, like, seriously, like, you're in a government office, and that dude's like, I swear the government's just controlling us. Pretty soon they're gonna take our firstborn children. I ain't having no kids. And I was like, well, that's probably a good thing. Like, don't need to reproduce.
See, back home at my old Shinebucks, I used to volunteer at the homeless shelter there. And I only did it a few times, but it was really rewarding. Like, you make food in the soup kitchen for them, and then, you know, you hand it all out, and you collect the dishes, you do the dishes, and then you just keep making sure everyone gets served and fed. And it's really cool. And at the end, they do, like, this thing where, you know, in order to stay there, they switch off on shifts on doing dishes and cleaning the whole house and stuff like that. So it's really cool. But the reason I brought that up is I heard an awesome story from one of the baristas at our work about how, I won't name names on this one just because it's sad and personal, but they were making sandwiches for a homeless person in town and bringing them to them whenever they saw them. And the homeless person was just like, you know, oh, thanks, you know, this is really good. Thanks for bringing me food since I'm on the run. And they're like, you know, what do you mean you're on the run?
Yeah.
And he was just like, well, you know, I'm on the run because my dog was the one that flew the planes into the Twin Towers. And it was so sad. Like, you should just give that guy a hug. Like, you know, that's not true and that's not right. But he's so not in the right mindset that he believes that. And he's really sad over it.
Yeah, there's
so
actually a lady that used to hang outside Denny's in town. And, like, you'd go outside to smoke or anything. She would come and talk to you. And basically, like, long story short, her entire story was that she's the only civilian that knows where the government is keeping the aliens.
What?
And the only reason that she's staying in 29 Palms is because she likes to keep her enemies closer. But if they found out she was in 29 Palms, she seriously said that they would nuke the city.
Okay, they should make a movie out of that. Please?
Yeah, so they... She told me the story, so I'd give her a cigarette.
just start screenplaying everything.
I was like, that's ridiculous.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and she went on and on and on about how they killed her family and stuff, but she was able to get away.
Sad.
Yeah, it was
if she
super
really
sad.
Believes that, that's just depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then it got creepy because she was like, I'm just going to bomb the base. And I was like, whoa, let's calm this down right now. This is too much for me.
Mind you, this is not a real threat, just so you guys know. Like, not a real threat at all.
I just, like, went back inside, sipped the coffee, and waited till she left because I was freaked out.
Oh, that's so funny. Big bearded man afraid of a little person outside.
Yeah, she was creepy. Just saying.
All right, so... Question, just because I've been doing some training lately and I've been dealing with a lot of new Eastas and their funny little things that they tell me or things that I see them do. Like, one of my favorite is I see every single new barista do this. They, you teach them how to make frappuccinos and they're like, okay, frapp roast in the cup and then milk. And then instead of dumping it into the blender and then doing the syrup, they want to pump the syrup directly into the cup with the milk and frapp roast. They're like, mocha and caramel. And then I'm going to dump it in the blender. And we're like, what are you doing?
I never did that because I was smart. But I mean, I understand because like being on hot bar and stuff, cold bar kind of blends into it.
It's really confusing when you're trying to learn both of them at the same time. But that's when we break it up.
The only thing that I ever did as a new barista was... It was right after we started doing Playbook, and I was store support, and I was brewing coffee. And I was in such a rush and just so flustered because I had 1,000 things to do. Because, you know, when you're store support, you're just Starbucks bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Or Shinebucks bitch, whatever. And so I'm brewing coffee, and I run the back to, like, finish whipped creams and do dishes and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, I just hear, what in the world? Cameron! So I come out.
You left the handle down, didn't you?
No, I didn't even put the urn back up. I just hit brew and just left the urn in the sink. And so
coffee. It was just brewing everywhere.
Yeah, coffee was brewing, but it was just hitting the hot plate. And then just, there was just like a lake of coffee underneath the brew station.
Oh my God.
It took so long to clean up. It was ridiculous. But then I don't feel so bad either because.
They can push the stop button.
Yeah, but they didn't.
I don't. They didn't. Well, that's not even your fault at that point.
But when Annie first started, she'd only been there for like a month or two, and she was store support, and she was brewing coffee, and she was also urn-exing. Well, she was in a rush, and so she threw the urn up there, but the urn was crooked, and so she was urn-exing. She starts urn-exing again, but she was brewing a full batch of hot water into an already full urn.
Yeah.
So the urn was there, so no one paid attention. And so yet again, it's this like lake of cleaner and
boiling
urn
hot water.
Yeah, so we clean that up. And then right after we're done cleaning that up, she goes to brew coffee. But like I said, the urn was crooked. And so the coffee was brewing on top of the urn instead of into the urn. So yet again, a lake of coffee right after that. Like, it was like a double whammy, and it was hilarious.
That seems to cause the biggest messes.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's too much pressure on you when you're store support.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And then I seen a newista do this one time. They're like, oh, you know, haha, forgot the ice. That happens every now and again. People just forget ice and they're blending this slushy and they're like, What is this really runny? Oh, forgot the ice. And so then
people forget
they go
to put
back.
Ice in frappuccinos?
Yes, I've seen it done like four times. But then I think the best mess I've ever seen was someone forgot the lid. They just like slammed it into the blender and shut the lid. And it was just like, bzzz, and like sprayed everywhere.
Kim's
and
done that before.
We don't have a splash guard for the people sitting in the bar.
Yeah,
so
Kim's
they're
done
just
before.
Like, ah. Oh. But, so, funny thing, listeners, if you guys have any really funny New Easter stories about just funny things that you've seen new baristas do, I saw one on Twitter the other day about how they, someone asked a new barista to date the frap roast, and the new barista sharpied the date straight onto the white container.
Oh,
they just sharpied it straight on. And, but if you guys have any other really funny stories, just go ahead and hashtag Newista and tweet it to us because we'd really love to hear them. We'd love to laugh at a couple stories you guys have.
I think the biggest thing about that is like people adjusting the military time because we
use
military time on our stuff. And so like last night we were cleaning up and I was like, why is this marked for 9 o'clock in the morning? It's like, it's 7:30. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh, that's so funny. But, okay, so one thing I have to apologize for to everyone is that I deactivated my Facebook for one day, and all hell broke loose.
That just happened to be the day that fans reached out to us.
Yeah, fans were like, Whitney, oh, I think she blocked me. So I deactivated my Facebook just for a single day because some drama had happened, and I wanted to avoid it. And so I blocked my – well, I deactivated my Facebook, and – a bunch of people thought that I blocked them. And that's not the case at all, and I kept forgetting that I was admin on the Easta's Facebook page, and so I felt really bad. We got an email from Kelsey, one of our listeners. Hi, Kelsey. Sorry about that again.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I mean, you didn't want to talk to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
Hi.
No, she's here for me. Thanks, Kelsey.
The only one.
Okay. So, I have to say, hi, Kelsey. Thanks so much for listening. And then also, so sorry about that again. We emailed back and forth a couple times about how that whole mix-up happened. Thanks for being a really awesome, understanding stalker. That's sweet of you.
Right? That first email was so sad. It made me sad reading it, because I was like, aw, like, she really thinks Whitney
it wasn't
to.
Meant for you.
Like, Whitney's such a troll slut. Look at that. She just
I don't appreciate this
people.
Troll sluting.
It's just, it's stuck in my head. I don't know why.
It's really funny. I'm going to think of something mean and say it to you.
You can't. Impervious.
But anyway, Kelsey, we decided to go ahead and send you a gift for the whole misunderstanding, and we're just going to go ahead and declare you as the winner of our contest, just because
well, I think
you're
that's,
the only
whoa,
one.
Whoa, I think that's a little premeditated. It is not the 14th yet.
It is not the 14th yet.
Okay, so you need to talk about these things before you just go blabbing out like that. But we are, if you want to email us your mailing address, we will come stalk you. But also, we will send you, I've been making guitar picks out of Shinebucks gift cards and stuff. What? Don't look at me like that. Okay, this is a podcast. You don't talk with your face. You talk with your mouth. So yeah, so we're gonna do some creative stuff, you know, send it your way. I still want coffee mugs.
I still want coffee mugs, too. Yeah. Anywho, Kels, if you want to go ahead and send us your mailing address through our followistas@gmail.com website, well, email address, if you want to go ahead and email us that, we'll get a gift sent out to you soon so we can formally apologize. And then...
I mean, Whitney can formally apologize because I'm perfect when I talk to people. I'm not a jerk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's written you. Anyway, so thanks again for the review so much. Shine Bucks Lover, we really appreciate that. That was really cute.
Right? It's awesome.
Also, a shout out to one of our Twitter followers. Her name's Beatrice. We love you so much for all of your replies and all your really funny retweets and favorites. We love that so much. It's really nice to see, like, listener feedback. So that's great. Keep it up. If you want to go ahead and shoot us an email at followistas@gmail.com, we'll also get a gift sent out your way. So looking forward to hear from you soon.
Yeah, it pays to listen to the Istas. Just saying.
It pays.
It really does.
It pays. So.
Plus, another thing about her is I love that she's always changing, like, her Twitter heading or whatever, like, the description of her.
Yeah.
And now it says Ista.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because of us, but I like to think it is.
I feel like it's because of us. She's listened to us, and she's just adopted the Ista mentality, so she's put it into her little description.
Which is great. And she's into bearded men in green aprons, which is exactly what I am.
Weird. Once again, Cameron's single.
I'm not trying to do anything, okay? You're not trying to pimp me out. See, that's what you're trying to do. Trying to pimp me
Here's
out.
Here's the troll slut now.
Oh, yeah, troll slut.
All right, so some fun stuff I've been seeing on Facebook. I just kind of wanted to bring it up because I think this is amazing. Every now and again, I notice just tons of posts that all seem really similar, and I realize there's a baby boom on Facebook right now, and they're all people that I know, and I'm like, what? Shut your face! Well, shut your freaking face!
If they're on Facebook, you should know them.
Well, no, anyway. Like, well, sometimes you're like, oh, I kind of, this person seems neat, cool, I had friends, so, like 100 friends are people I've never met in life, but these ones are all ones that I went to school with, or I know personally, or are family members. So it's really cool, so I just wanted to give a shout out to those people that have just had babies within the last month. There's Zaysha Kari, Zaysha and Kari, who both had baby boys, which is awesome. Congratulations to the addition to your family. And then there's Allie, Jolly, and Hope. And they all had baby girls recently. So congratulations, all of you. That's so wonderful. Amazing expanding your family there.
Yeah, see, and I've noticed all of a sudden, like just in the past, like, few days. And I'm talking about, like, April Fool's jokes. Like, this is, like, legit. Like, there are a ton of people that I knew in high school and college that are just all of a sudden getting engaged and married all around the same time.
Yep.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, people that I never thought, you know, would do anything with their lives are all of a sudden engaged. Like, there's this one chick, and, I mean, she was okay. She never really did that well in school, and, like, she was kind of, like, just an asshole all the time.
So, average kind of asshole.
Yeah, and now she's engaged to this, like, really good-looking dude who looks like he has, like, an amazing job because he, like, drives a convertible and...
She did something right.
He's always wearing suits in all their pictures and stuff.
Ooh, gotta love a man in suit. Guys, spread the word. Just keep doing that. Keep wearing suits. They look bomb. Or at least slacks, because a man... has a nice ass in slacks. You can't go wrong with that.
I'm just saying, like, why...
Slacks, belt, and dress shirt?
I wonder why she married him. Or is going to marry him.
The suit? The makes car?
Me,
what do you...
Makes me wonder. I'm
just saying, what do you need to wonder about? You just listed off all the wonderful things about this guy.
Fucking marry for love, man. Doesn't matter what you have.
She could love him, too, but you're like, I wonder why. And I'm like, well, you just said he dresses amazing, has a nice car, and probably has a rockin' job. Plus, he's probably drop-dead model-ish, so...
Okay, so you're saying that there's no hope for me because I work at Shinebucks.
No.
And drive a Kia Spectra. So,
isn't it
awesome.
ES? It's an ES version,
thanks.
Too, isn't it?
Shh. Okay, listen, the point is, you just said there's no hope for me.
No, I didn't. I said, you wondered why she would be with him, and I said, well, you just listed off a lot of great reasons.
Yeah, so why would anyone, whatever, okay, moving on. Everyone's in love but me.
Okay.
I swear.
So, a couple episodes ago, we had this, like, Cam Bam's bitch session. This is the Cam Bam's depressed wine session.
No, okay, whatever. Anyway, so Shinebucks has been in the news recently, just... on the 3rd of April, CBS News reported that some, you know, licensed Starbucks in a mall in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which is one of my favorite songs by Garth Brooks, calling Baton Rouge. Just saying. Look it up. It's great. Anyway, A barista wrote 666 and then drew a pentagram on this lady's two drinks. It looks like it's in vanilla drizzle or whatever.
But like on top of Frappuccinos or something.
Yeah, I was like, why? Why would you do that? Like, you're such a jerk. Like, okay. do you know this lady? Are you just, like, showing off? Are you just being an asshat? Like,
yeah. The weirdest thing was is that the woman who received the drinks, she said she couldn't even point out or list the name of the person who had given her drinks. Like, the person who had made the drinks and possibly done the symbols, because she was so offended she couldn't look him in the eyes. And I'm thinking, lady, if you were that offended, you would have said something to the manager right then. If you know what I mean, Sam? But the thing is she did get a lot of publicity for this, so how did this happen? I know that Starbucks formally took action after they had seen it. They immediately jumped on it and took care of it. They apologized formally about how they felt really bad for what had happened. It's not supposed to be the experience she's supposed to get.
Well, no, see, I understand why she didn't, you know, talk to someone outright right then and there. Because I may not be a religious person, but these types of things are, like, they're very, like, very taken to heart by people. Like, that, I mean, to a lot of people, those two things mean anything
but... A lot of bad things.
Like, exact, like, the very definition of evil. So if she's, you know, a good church-going, God-fearing woman, you know, who, like, takes her faith to heart... Then she can't even drink that now. Because, I mean, that's like the definition of evil on top of her whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I understand why she didn't say anything to anyone right there. Because who wants to look a supporter of pure evil in the eye when you're not doing anything? Like, you're not fighting any battles. You're not trying to wage anything. But all of a sudden, like, some douchebag is going to do this to you. And all of a sudden, it's an omen. You know?
Yeah, I could see that. And personally, I mean, had it been me who received the drinks, I think it all depends on who the coffee goes to.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly it went to the wrong person, because I would have just laughed and then told them to draw something else. Because I'm like, ew, please draw something else. But that all has to do with the fact that lately, like, even though if I followed a religion, I would be Christian-based. However, I don't follow religion right now. I don't go to church every Sunday. I don't read the Bible as much as I should anymore. So it's just, had I been more into my religion, I would have definitely taken offense to this. But as things are right now, I would have laughed at it.
Well, see, the thing
but
is
either that, way, it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't think that anyone should debase themselves towards that.
It kind of makes you just want to ask the barista that did it, just like, why did you do that? Why did you think that was okay in the first place? And one, just so you know, little barista, that's not even recipe to draw things. It's a caramel crosshatch or knitting. So.
Or swirl.
Or a swirl. A saying, swirl, like, on top of whipped cream. Get it? Get it right.
I think that whoever did this or whatever, I honestly think they should be fired.
I think that they should be fired because one, they set a huge image to where the corporate of corporate Shinebucks had to get involved. That caused media upset.
Yeah, and
it's not like Shinebucks already doesn't get enough bad crap.
It's just disrespectful, and I think we're, like, to the point in the human condition today that people just don't care about each other anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't, which, I mean, leads to the next thing I wanted to talk about, which will be the last thing that we talk about today, is Paula Deen shut down her restaurant. What was it? It was Uncle Bubba's Oyster House or whatever. And, I mean, the whole thing started, you know, like last year with that racist slur that she admitted to or whatever, which was kind of ridiculous. But, I mean, the thing is, she closed down her restaurant and didn't even tell the people working there. Like, the news said that...
They showed up for work that morning.
Yeah, they were getting their severance checks in the parking lot and just told them to go home. Like... That's ridiculous.
That's
like,
no time to prepare. It's like, how can you trust the company that you're working for, let alone want to stand up for the name of it, when they're willing to just cut you off that quickly? That's terrible. If someone ever told me, you know, by the way, you didn't do anything wrong, it's not that we have too many people, it's not that we don't want to pay you what you're getting paid, it's just that we feel like closing down, just for the hell of it, and you lose your job, You know how devastating that would be for all those people to have lost their job, hundreds of people who worked for her? That's terrible.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And the whole thing started of, like, a lawsuit saying that Paula Deen and her brother discriminated against an employee, or that someone was, like, sexually harassed. But she was so afraid of a lawsuit that she just decides to close down and just, like, I mean, this is, like, life-ruining to people. You don't mess with someone's livelihood for your own selfish gains, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, didn't it say she closed down the restaurant to look into waterfront property or something? What was it? Some kind of thing where she wanted to open up something else or look into other things.
Has made the decision to close the restaurant in order to explore development options for the waterfront property on which the restaurant is located. But at the same time, like, that just seems like a cop-out to me. Because you're not going to close down a successful restaurant because of one thing that happened without telling any of your employees. Like, there's something more sinister at work there. Like, Paula Deen is queen of evil and butter.
And butter.
I'm just saying, like,
but that's... But damn, those teeth, though.
Super, those white-ass super teeth, though.
Oh, man, she's like three times my age. Well, wow, like five times my age.
Three times your age.
Wait yeah. a minute, she's like five times my age.
No, she's three times your age.
Oh, Root of All Evil has no true age. I'm going to say she's super freaking old. Yeah. So
she's 101.
She's browner than me. She has brighter blue contacts than my eyes could ever be. And she has, like, glimmering white teeth. She is the epitome of what Satan would be.
I'm just saying, like, people like that, just, like, you get in the spotlight and you just lose all respect. Like, it becomes just a game of what can I do for myself now?
But then you also have to look at it this way. Was this blown up or was the story twisted? No offense, Kiri Tannenbaum, for writing the article. But was this blown a little bit out of proportion, do you think? But just because she does have fame and she is in the spotlight, that they could have maybe twisted the story a little bit?
It doesn't matter.
Do you think that maybe the employees... It says that employees... No, TMZ okay, reports stop, that they're blindsided.
Stop
but,
reading... Yeah. Stop reading that, because this is multiple websites. She didn't tell anybody she was closing down. She just did it. It doesn't matter if you're famous. It doesn't matter if, you know, you just opened a restaurant one day. You don't do shit like that.
Yeah.
You know? Like... That is incredibly, incredibly just terrible.
Yeah.
You know, like, seriously, if I were to go to work tomorrow and all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, well, no more Shine Bucks. You're out. Bye bye. Like, I would.
I'd be like, yucca! You
know? Like, it's just, you don't do that. And it doesn't matter that she's famous, and I'm sure people they're talking about it more because she is famous. I don't have a doubt. Like, if, you know, freaking the Mediterranean restaurant in town just closed down randomly and the dude fired all the workers there, no, it'd be a story in the paper, blah, blah, no one would talk about it, but it wouldn't get on the internet.
Yeah, that's you know? True.
Like, it is being blown up because of who she is, but it's also showing the face of our society for what it is. And you know, I've been dealing a lot with this just recently in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, some things have happened that's just, I don't want to go into because it'll just draw out names and just over.
Well, we're a podcast. We don't even need to name names. You know.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
But like, it seems that everyone these days wears two faces. Like, it's very, very hard to find anyone that's genuine anymore.
We're not talking about the John Travolta movie. Anyway.
But that's a great movie.
That is amazing.
Nicolas Cage, Face Off. Love Woo! That stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, like, it is so hard to trust people these days. And I'm really naive. I trust everyone until they give me a reason not to.
Exactly. I think that's the way I am too. Well, correction. I am the opposite of that. I don't trust anyone until they give me a reason to trust them.
Yeah, see, and like,
so I kind of like, I'm more standoffish. I'm like a nervous chihuahua. Like, just yeah. I'm at the fence. You really gotta give me some love before I'm not gonna nip at your ankles. You're like, you know what I'm saying?
You're gonna give me a pepperoni? If yep. not, get out of here.
Pepperoni? Puppuccino? A little bit of whipped cream in a cup?
What?
Puppuccino?
No, but like, I don't know. It's just, it is a contagion that is just taking over society a person at a time, groups of people that...
That movie was a flop. Anyway, go on.
Stop using my words to think of movies and shit.
Stop using movie titles.
I'm trying to spill my heart out to the people listening, okay? Stop interrupting me. Anyway, fuck, man. I just, like, I'm so upset right now because people who I held close to me, you know, they've been inside of my home.
I thought you were going to say inside of you, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, my God, Whitney, stop talking. Sorry. Your speaking privileges have been provoked, okay?
Revoked?
Yeah. Anyway, like, I just take a moment and really think about who you are and what you're doing. Like, how do you treat the people around you? Like, is the golden rule even still a thing anymore? Like, because I know for sure that the way people are treating...
The golden rule's amazing, by the way. If you guys haven't heard about it, Google it.
Yeah,
Google it.
Google. Hey, Google. I'm just saying, like, just take the time to just go out of your way to be nice to someone once in a while. Like, my name is being tagged on so much stuff here recently because I'm a nice guy and I don't, you know, I don't go out of my way to hurt anybody. And so I'm the perfect patsy because if something goes down and you just need an easy scapegoat, it's me. Because no one, you know, everyone doesn't know how to feel about me because I am just so translucent and such an open book. It seems like I'm hiding something. Because it's so hard to trust people these days.
I've been told a few times that, the way I am in the workplace, like, it's, for me, it's, I don't really know how to feel about it. I've been told a few times that, like when I'm being introduced to someone, like a new Easter or something, they're like, oh, this is Whitney. This is our coffee master, blah, blah. She's also shift supervisor here. It's good for you to meet her. But then they also say she's very, business professional, or she's very professional, and she likes to keep things business-like. And so when I hear that, I'm always like, why are you pointing me out to be that person? Why are you putting the focus on me like that to signal that I'm the only one that's professional in the workplace? Or just that that's the only quality that I have? And I feel like I'm pretty laid back and really funny. But at the same time, it's like people don't get the opportunity to get to know me how I am outside of work because of my appearance at work.
Jasmine, say hello.
Hi.
My roommate just got home. Sorry. Give her some spotlight.
The Jazzinator.
Jazzy.
Jazzy.
Anyway, so yeah, just like do me a favor and tweet at us, email us, just, you know, vent to us because we vent to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and pay it forward a little bit. You know, the next time you're standing in line, pay for the person's left behind you. I mean, just do something like that. And then if you see something happening where someone's being used as a scapegoat or someone's just outwardly attacking someone, like, step in. Say something.
Yeah.
You know?
Bullying is a real big issue. And it doesn't have to just do with when you're in like, as a child, in middle school, high school. It also has to do within the workplace. So stick up for the little guys, the ones that maybe don't have a voice for themselves. Just speak up for them and let them know that you share their view and opinion.
Well, you just changed my entire opinion because bullying is important. Like, I'm just saying, this is not bullying. This is outwardly attacking someone, almost like a hate crime kind of thing. Bullying is healthy because if you don't get bullied as a kid, you get raised as a little bitch. Just saying. I'm sorry.
I don't agree with that at all. I think that...
No, because I mean...
I think being raised to be strong-willed is nothing to do with getting teased. I think it's how you're raised by your parents. I think that it has to be shown to you that even though things get hard sometimes, you are still able to overcome them through being strong, dealing with them maturely, talking things when they're appropriate, and holding your tongue when you know it's not right to say something mean. I think that being mean is a sign of weakness. I think that being a bully is a huge sign of weakness. I don't think that being bullied shows someone to be stronger. I think it shows them how weak other people can be.
I'm not talking about, you know, like, taking lunch money and crap like that.
No, I'm talking about just in general. If someone's being a bully in the workplace, it doesn't show you, hey, this is going to make me stronger. No, it says that the other person is not being professional or that someone isn't acting according to how the business is supposed to be.
Well,
I don't think it says anything good.
The whole bullying topic is very, very skewed because I think it's healthy to be bullied and, like, do a little bullying when you're growing up because you need to learn that dynamic of life. If you're never given any kind of adversity they have to work through, be it, I mean, you don't have to, like, physically fight someone to get over something. Like when I was a little kid, I used to talk to bullies. I used to talk my way out of things. Like, I've only ever been in, like, 2 fights in my entire life. And one happened because of my drunk-ass roommate in college. So, I mean, that wasn't even my thing.
I just think that there are, once again, there are other ways to get into altercations. Say that you get in an argument with a friend, or you say something mean about someone, and that happens. That's another form of being argumentative. But those kind of altercations that you get into are other ways of coming over boundaries and getting over things that are difficult to deal with. It shouldn't be one person being mean to another. I just don't think that it's necessary.
We got into a totally different topic with that bullying thing, because I'm not talking about being bullied at work.
We're talking about, like, random acts of kindness and just, like, being nice people, going out of your way. But it also just don't go out of your way to be mean to someone. You know, it's not necessary to ruin someone's day just because you're having a crappy one.
And I'll just make one final point. If you have work relationships, and then they develop into outside of work relationships,
like friendships,
keep them fucking separate.
Yeah.
I swear to God, just keep it separate. Me and Whitney hang out outside of work all the time. You better believe when we're at work, she's a Nazi and I hate her. That's just the way it is.
But I still have to be a boss.
I understand the dynamic and I can live with that. You know, she may piss me off for 4 hours out of an 8-hour shift, but at the end of the night, I'm still asking her, hey, you want to go do something? Hey, blah, blah, we need to plan for the podcast. You know, that's just how it works, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just be mature. If something happens outside of work, leave it the fuck outside of work, man.
Yeah.
Don't bring it to work.
Don't let what they say, this is a wonderful statement. I'll say it once. Leave your shit at the door.
Word. Okay, so we're going to leave it there today. Remember to tweet us at followistas. Send us an email, followistas@gmail.com. Remember, Beatrice, Kelsey, send us your mail address. I promise it's not creepy. Just saying.
It might be kind of creepy. From me. That'd be me.
So, subscribe to us on iTunes. And be sure to send us an email saying that you left us a review, because 5-star reviews are like candy, and I love them. So, yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We will be here next Monday. And remember, don't be an asshole, or we will decaf your shots.
Goodbye!